relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Virtual insanity. But the question is, he's hip, Chad. Is it Jamiroquai or Jamiroquai?
Definitely Jamiroquai.
Okay. I just heard that song today. I love it. I love the J-Man. And I think it could be the bumper music for the next 4 years, depending who's in the White House. Virtual insanity. Do you know there's a line in that song where he says, and the mothers are choosing... what is it, the skin color of their babies or the sex? No, the sex of their babies. And you think, whoa, prophetic, pop stars who are prophetic. It is a virtual insane asylum in the White House. No day more, no day less than today. After 65 days, the first presidential press conference from a man who... It was a failure. He crashed. He burned. There were no survivors. And if you didn't watch it, well, here are some clips to illustrate the depth, the extent, the breadth of the virtual insanity. Let's start with the border. And the images from the border, Joe Biden, just a couple of hours ago, first press conference after 65 years, which is the longest it's taken a president in more than a century. Video cut 11. Play cut.
The Customs and Border Protection Facility in Donna, Texas, I was there, is at 1,556% capacity right now with mostly unaccompanied minors. There are kids that are sleeping on floors. They are packed into these pods. I've spoken to lawyers who say that some of these children have not seen the sun in days. What's your reaction? What is your reaction to these images that have come out from that particular facility? Is what's happening inside acceptable to you? And when is this going to be fixed?
That's a serious question, right? Is it acceptable to me? Come on.
Ooh. Ooh, he got a little annoyed there. Are you not allowed to ask questions like, is it not on the pre-approved list of what is permitted to be said in front of the dear leader? Who is sleepy, creepy Biden? But it gets worse. Why wouldn't you want to go to see the conditions on the border? Remember, Kamala cackled. Ah, no, I have no plans of going. Well, you might have now, sweetie. Cupcake. Because you're now the point person, according to your boss. And that is a position that will scupper your chances of ever becoming president. If you want to understand the logic of that statement, you've got to listen to the interview we did with Matt Boyle in the last hour. We're posting it on YouTube. But here's Joe's reason for not going to check out the crisis he created on the border. Video cut 12.
And one of the reasons I haven't gone down, my chief folks have gone down, is I don't want to become the issue. I don't want to be you know, bringing all the Secret Service and everybody with me to get in the way. So this is being set up, and you'll have full access to everything once we get this thing moving.
Okay. Just to be clear, how soon will that be, Mr. President?
I don't know.
Did left-wing politicians... No, sorry, I misspoke there, but not really. Did left-wing journalists always refer to President Trump as Mr. President? I'm trying to remember how deferential they were for Mr. President as they were screaming at him, as I witnessed them scream at him in the Rose Garden and elsewhere. Have we heard that excuse before? I don't want to be the distraction. I don't want to be with all my Secret Service people. Who cares if there's a crisis? I shouldn't go there and have a look. Mr. G, I think you reminded me. Somebody used that excuse before. What happened to him?
George Bush.
Yes, what was it? What was the occasion?
Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
And they only talked about it for about 2 years to where he made it a major part of his library defending the decision.
Absolutely right. The historic memory, the institutional memory that Mr. G represents is infallible. There was a president, of course, a Republican president, who, after a natural disaster called Katrina, said, I'm not going right now. I just don't want to be the story. I don't want to be the distraction, Secret Service and everything else. At least for the next 2 years. It was thrown back in his face as an example of what? Oh, he's cruel. He's heartless. How could you have voted for a man who doesn't want to go and see the suffering of Americans in the situation that is Katrina? Will we see articles like that today or tomorrow? Will we see coverage from the mainstream media lambasting, criticizing Joe Biden for saying, I don't want to be the story. Not me. No. We're not going to go and visit. Of course not. But let's stop and think of what that means. It really means he doesn't care. Did Donald Trump say ballistic missiles launched from North Korea into the Sea of Japan over Japanese territory is an issue that is so lacking in importance that I'm not going to Korea. I'm not going to the DMZ. I'm not going to stand there and meet little Kim. Did he say that would be a distraction? When he was challenged, and we all were in the White House, with a border surge, not of the magnitude that's occurring right now, which we haven't seen for at least 20 years, according to some Democrat officials. Did President Trump say, I'm going to stay in D.C. I don't want to be a distraction with the Secret Service, who, by the way, that's why we have a Secret Service. No, he didn't. Of course not. Have you heard the latest story about the Secret Service? In 2018, well, Hunter Biden, if this is true, this is really disturbing. Hunter Biden, the current president's son, bought a handgun when he was having a relationship with his brother's widow and also dating her sister. Yeah. Check it out. He bought a handgun. He drove back to his then-girlfriend, his dead brother's wife's house. She somehow found out about the gun, took it with her to a local strip mall, where she threw it in a large trash receptacle. And an itinerant, I don't know if he was homeless, but he was a dumpster diver, found the handgun. He was caught on camera, rooting around in the trash. The firearm, bought by Hunter Biden, thrown into that receptacle, by one of his then-girlfriends, the widow of his dead brother, ended up in the hands of the police. Not long after that, the shop where Hunter Biden purchased the gun was visited, according to this story, which is in a left-wing website, interesting, released today, was visited by members of the Secret Service who demanded the paperwork for the federally recorded firearms transaction in which Hunter Biden bought the gun that was thrown away by his then-girlfriend, his dead brother's wife. The shop owner, and I'm impressed, refused to give it to the Secret Service because it wasn't their authority. Eventually, he handed the documents over to the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, who's bringing the chips. But why was the Secret Service demanding the documentation for the firearms purchased by Hunter Biden for a weapon that was thrown into a dumpster by his sister-in-law, who he was currently dating while he was also two-timing her with her sister? Is it not just the FBI we have to worry about? Is it also the Secret Service? I dearly hope not, because the guys I knew in the White House were good guys. So the question is, who ordered those agents to cover up Hunter's gun story?
I've told my daughters, granddaughters, from the time they were old enough to understand what I was saying, and I mean it, there's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. Not a single thing.
Including having summits on empowering women. If your name is Bill Clinton, I'm sure our next guest is going to have an opinion on that. But we have to discuss the president's first presser in 65 days. Before we get to that, guys, you are within striking distance of our target of $40,000 for the children starving in our hemisphere. Please, this is the only thing we can do right now, as we're out of power, to take the pressure off the border, to stop those parents handing their children into the clutches of the coyotes. Please, please support Food for the Poor. They're feeding 1 million mouths every day in more than a dozen countries. Every child deserves our help. No child should suffer anywhere. Make a donation today in any amount, but $37 feeds a child for 6 months. 6 months. Be a modern missionary. Be a guardian angel. SebGorka.com. SebGorka. SebGorka.com. Right at the top, the Food for the Poor banner. Make a donation in any amount or call them on 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673, SebGorka.com, and right at the top, the very, very first banner. Okay, she's a Fox News contributor. She doesn't even have a bio. What is it with her Twitter account? I guess when you have almost 500,000 followers, you don't need a bio because everybody knows who she is, and you better, because she is a powerhouse. She's a pistol. Lisa Marie Booth, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, how are you doing, my friend?
Much better for having you on this show. It'll help me recover from the... Was that a press conference? What was that, Lisa?
I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is, if you were any adversary of Earth, you were watching that press conference and you were saying to yourself, I am going to clean up over the next 4 years of this administration, because there's no way anyone can watch that realistically and be honest and say that Joe Biden has a handle on the presidency. I mean, the man was completely incompetent, could barely finish sentences. At one point, he had a reporter, fill him in on the words he was trying to say and finish his thoughts. And that's supposed to be our commander in chief. I mean, spare me. It's not projecting weakness, or not projecting strength. It's projecting weakness.
So if you're a Democrat voter who voted for this man, do you want your money back right now, Lisa?
Well, I think they felt like they had no choice. I mean, orange man bad, right? I mean, that was what was pounded into them by the media who lied about President Trump for 4 years. And I mean, think about it this way. This is the one thing I was thinking about the other day. Dude, President Trump that got more than half of our Middle East peace deals that we've ever had in the United States or the history of the United States of America in one term, barely got any attention at all, barely any attention. And then Joe Biden adopts dogs, and that makes like national news, right? So, I mean, that's what we're up against as conservatives. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. They lie, and not only do they lie, but they don't give credit where credit is due. And you know, so I don't know if they're going to regret it. However, I do think that a lot of suburban moms, I think a lot of Republicans that maybe voted for Joe Biden or sat this one out, I think they're going to regret it.
Now, I have to ask you, because he did reveal something in that press conference. So not only has he given Kamala Harris this utter political career killer of being the point person for the border, he said, I'm going to run again. Hang on a second. I thought he said he was going to be a one-term candidate. How do you are such a keen observer of all matters political and outspoken. How do you think the institutional Democrat Party, Nancy, Chuck, and everybody else reacted when he said, Yeah, I'll be around for another 7 years.
Well, I think they see him as an empty suit and a placeholder. I mean, even if he remains in office throughout the duration of his 4 years, I can't remember the specific numbers, but I know there was a poll not too long ago that showed, I believe it was the majority of Americans didn't think that he would finish, a complete term or didn't think that he would run again or something to that nature. I cannot remember, I'm off the top of my head right now. But basically, I mean, this is an assessment that a lot of Americans have of the feeling that he's not going to run for office again. If he even finishes this term, I mean, he clearly is not up to task for the job. So I would be willing to bet the House that he doesn't want to run for reelection in 2024. But your point about what he's doing with Kamala Harris is really interesting because he's setting her up for failure.
Yes.
I mean, because he already reversed the policies that were working with President Trump were made in Mexico, the safe third-party agreements with the Northern Triangle countries. A lot of the things that President Trump was doing were working. And now he's putting her in charge of, after reversing all these successful policies. You're right. I mean, he's setting her up for it's kind of a hit job.
Yeah, I want to know who's behind it because I don't think Sleepy Creepy came up with that by himself. We're talking to Lisa Marie Booth. Follow her on Twitter right now, Fox News correspondent. Lisa, I played that that audio at the top for a reason with Biden lecturing us that there's nothing a man can do better than a woman. And I old sexist that I am, I want to see the figures for how many women there are as deep-sea oil rig welders and how many women there are in the coal mines. But let me ask you, as a woman, let me do a little bit of identity politics here. When he said there's nothing a woman can do, there's nothing a man can do better than a woman, was he also referring to the fact that Kamala has agreed to meet with Bubba Bill Clinton tomorrow to talk about women's empowerment? Is that the person you'd ask about women's empowerment?
Of course not. And it just shows how full of it. I said this last night on Sean Hannity's show. On Hannity, I was saying that, look, Kamala Harris would probably sit down with Charles Manson to talk about human rights if he were still alive today, because it's all about power for this woman. And I actually think we should be very, very concerned about Kamala Harris. I would much rather have, Joe Biden is empty suit. Clearly there are people behind the scenes running the show, but Kamala Harris is calculating.
Yeah.
And she is entirely motivated by power, so much so that she could call Joe Biden essentially, a racist sexual harasser and then sign up to be his VP. And basically accused Brett Kavanaugh of, gang rape and being a sexual abuser when obviously there was no evidence to support that. But is sitting down with Bill Clinton, who's been credibly accused of rape, credibly accused of a number of things, and took advantage of an intern, which is, an undeniable fact.
Yeah.
But she's going to sit down with him to talk about women's rights. And this woman has no soul. She has no integrity. She is solely in it for the power. She'll do and say anything to obtain that power. And so she's the kind of politician that you really have to worry about because she's someone that, will take your knees out to get ahead. Tonya Harding, you.
Tonya Harding, yeah, that is... That is a good description. We've only got a few seconds left. You are a very, very outspoken patriot, and I just want you in front of our millions of listeners. It's not just about Donald Trump. He's going to decide whether he runs or not. Is the GOP enough? Is it MAGA enough? Is it America First enough? Couple of seconds, Lisa.
Well, I think that the 2020 election, I think there's some people that probably need to go on the right. People like Liz Cheney probably need to go. I think they've...
Diplomatically put, Liz Cheney needs to go. And I want to see somebody called Lisa Marie Booth run. Now that would be exciting. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First and the Salem Radio Network. Your call's next. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Crude and slow, Snowflake. Your attack was no better than that of a clumsy child.
Yes, indeed. A clumsy child. Is that a description of Sleepy Creepy? It could be. His face, did you see his face? It looked like his forehead had been stapled to his skull. It looks like if he moves his head too suddenly left or right, it's just going to slide off. It's just going to crack off. I don't know who did the work, but... Let's talk about something important, something good, something positive, something creative. America is indeed under siege on all fronts, whether it's big tech, the liberal media, radical professors, Antifa, and censorship everywhere you look. This did not occur overnight. The left started its takeover of our colleges and our culture almost 50 years ago. Now it's time to push back for the future of America. Scott Walker is a man who knows how to fight and win. He proved that as governor of Wisconsin. No matter what the left threw at him, he stood firm and won the day. And as the new president of Young America's Foundation, Governor Walker is launching the long game. A bold plan for winning the battle and the war. Governor Walker's new playbook, The Long Game, provides the tools needed to defend freedom today and for generations to come. Go to yaf.org/longgame today to get your free copy of Governor Walker's bold plan to save America. That's yaf.org/longgame. yaf.org/longgame. Check it out today. We're going to take your calls, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Antoinette in California. Line 2, welcome, Antoinette.
Hi, Dr. G. How's it going? You didn't fall asleep with that speech from Biden, did you?
Well, no, I was lucky. I told everybody at the beginning of the show I was doing a pre-record for my buddy's show, Don Crow, Across the Corridor, because our shows air at the same time. So I had my my colleagues, my team members, watch it for me. I issued them matchsticks with which they could prop up their eyelids. I made sure they each had a treble espresso, and they just I arrived just in time as they were dozing off, but I woke them up.
Hey, listen, three words describe the whole thing. He lied, lied, and kept online.
He did, but he got angry. Did you see he got angry at a couple of female reporters? Yeah. He is not a feminist in any way, shape, or form.
And shocking how he had to look at his list who he was going to ask next, because he already knew what the question was going to be.
Forget that. We used to the staged questions. The fact that he had to look down for a script on what he's doing about North Korea. What, if you don't know what we're doing about Little Kim, we have bigger problems than your scripted press conferences. Thank you, Antoinette. Let's go to line one. Vinny.
Hi, Dr. G. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Kind of a rhetorical question for you, but, I mean, really, could we have a worse vice president than Kamala Harris right now?
That's a good
I mean, how much bigger of a hole can she dig herself with being spearheaded, I know, to take efforts to fight the border right now, but didn't she back in 2018 make some comparisons about ICE agents to KKK folks?
Yes, she did. She did. And she talked about, who was it with? It was somebody from DHS during a Senate hearing where she tried to justify the racial epithets and the insults and the abuse hurled against ICE agents and DHS. And she kept talking about, it's the perceptions of cruelty, as if that's what matters when you're trying to tell the truth about the threat to our nation. So could we imagine a worse one? That's a really tough one, Vinny. You know, she has no ideological center. She's totally transactional, and she's vicious in terms of her lust for power. So it's hard to imagine one, Vinny.
Yeah, and the scary thing I heard you mention with Lisa in the last segment, she's not stupid either.
No, she is. Oh, no, I have to massively disagree with you on that. I don't think Lisa said that. She said she's not conniving. She said, I think
conniving.
She's...
Conniving, yes.
No. She's
there.
Absolutely conniving. She's ruthless. But, Vinny, she is the bluntest knife in the drawer. If you go to the tool shed, it's going to be the ball peen hammer, not the surgical edged knife that you find if you see Kamala Harris. That woman, I mean, just the way she cackles if she's asked, "Are you going to the border?" is a sign of a woman who's well, not endowed with a high IQ. Thank you, Vinny. Stay on the line. Let's give Vinny a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. If you want your signed copy, go to sebgorka.com today, or our special store where you can find so much more. sebgorkastore.com. That's sebgorkastore.com. Check it out today. Treat somebody you love to a special America First gift. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail? Then you must try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. Go to ReliefFactor.com today. See the amazing testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. Americans like Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call them at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Young America's Foundation.
One of the most fun things I get to do on this show is you things I found, things I enjoy, and one of them is a new podcast I'm sharing with you. It's by a bunch of Brits, some crazy guys who speak the truth. It's called Trigonometry with 2 G's, and we sat down with them, with Francis and with Constantine, for a whole hour yesterday, and we're going to share with you a little clip about good things like patriotism. Here are the hosts of
I'm really glad you bring up the issue of values and patriotism, Sam, because I think this is so important for people in the West to understand. And as someone who comes from outside, it's easier to see. I'm working on my first book, which will be called An Immigrant's Love Letter to the West.
Wow.
And this is really the point that I want to hit home. People need to understand in the West that what we have here is precious. It's rare. It's extremely difficult to maintain. And if we do not remember what our values are, and we don't speak up for them, if we don't protect them, if we're not patriotic in a healthy way, the West will die like every great civilization before. And what comes in place of that is going to be China or Russia. Now, as someone who comes from Russia, I can tell you that's not a place. I know a lot of Chinese people. I promise you, you know, if you care about, as people on the left claim to care about racism and, you know, inequality and oppression, well, a world dominated by China, I'm not sure that's going to be less racist. I'm sorry. Right? So we need to remember.
But the donuts aren't that good. The light cheese are better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bat donuts are probably not the best. But look. I think people in the West really need to understand that this is a civilizational issue. It's not just games. And I said this at the time when I turned down that contract in 2018. People were like, why do you care so much about these students sending you this contract? And I was saying to them, 5-10 years from now, these are the idiots that are going to be running our country.
And they are. And they are. Two things that surprised me, and I'm going to repost that, guys. So if you're interested, the interview with Gavin Robertson, go to my Twitter feed, Seb Gorka, SEBGORKA. Look for us on Facebook, and we'll repost it. Please watch it. It's superlative. Two things. Guys, seriously, the BBC? You think it's salvageable? Come on. Wake up and smell the coffee grinds. And secondly, KK, the whole statues issue. You were so open to this idea that we can have a discussion. We can negotiate about where the statues stay. Let me give you a piece of advice I learned from somebody else. You never negotiate with Marxists. And that's who these people are. That's my contribution.
Who gave you that advice?
I'm trying to think now. Somebody who had a personal experience, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, look, the BBC, maybe Francis can talk about it. The statues is the one that you brought up with me. Look, the point of our show is to be open-minded and to listen to different points of view. So I will always be keen to explore those. I'll make up my own mind at the end of it. You know, I don't think people should go around tearing things down that they don't like. Do I think that people who were, you know, whose main thing was that they were slave traders should be up in our cities? Well, I think that should be a democratic decision. If the people of, in our case, Bristol want to vote to not have that statue. I grew up in Bristol. If they want to vote to have it removed, I don't have a big problem
with
that.
But is that how we got here? There was a referendum in Bristol on statues. No, it was a bunch of freaking Marxist crazies.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there was actually a vote in Bristol, and they voted to keep the statue. So,
no, but I mean at the beginning, right? When it begins. Right? When it begins, yeah. It's just the people going there and, you know, putting red paint over Churchill's statue. It's not a groundswell.
Right. I'm totally against that. Right. I'm just, look, we've got, Seb, the thing for us is, you know, it's that Nietzsche quote. When you stare long enough into the abyss also stares into you.
Right.
All of us who are challenging this ridiculous stuff have got to remember not to become what we hate. And I think that's really important, to maintain our open-mindedness, to make sure that we listen to everybody. We take good ideas, even if they're suggested by people that we don't like. And we reject bad ideas, even when they're suggested by people that we like. I think that's very, very important. And I try to model that as best I can. I will always fail eventually.
That lovely note of Russian optimism. FF, BBC, salvageable.
Right. The problem is that whenever I'm confronted with this question, I immediately hark back to my childhood, the great comedies of the BBC, the wonderful documentaries it produces, David Attenborough, etc.
It's like ancient history. You know, the two Ronnies. It's like ancient history.
Yeah. And I have such affection for the quality of content that they used to produce.
Right.
The problem is now is I think they've gone too far down a particular route, and not even with the content they produce, but with the people that they hire. They tend to be, you know, university educated. They tend to be very liberal, very metropolitan, very pro-Remain, et cetera, et cetera. So, and the problem is when you get a certain type of person, you create essentially a large echo chamber.
Yeah.
And at that point, they can't see somebody else's point of view. They can't understand why people think differently, and they're only going to produce a certain type of content. And at that moment, the content that they're producing is out of step with the vast majority of people, or the silent majority, as they're often known in this country.
The remarkable thing about everything we discussed is the similarities between the situation here in America and in the UK, the land of the indomitable bulldog spirit and the likes of Winston Churchill. I think it's not an accident that those two individuals who don't see themselves as conservatives, I'm talking about Frances Foster and Constantine Kissin. Well, Frances's mother escaped from Venezuela, and Constantine and his family escaped from the Soviet Union. That's why they see things so clearly. I'm a big fan. Watch the whole hour discussion on YouTube. We posted it yesterday. And do subscribe to their podcast. You won't regret it. It's called Trigonometry with two G's. That's Frances Foster and Constantine Kissin. If you enjoy the long form, if you want even more long form, I'm back. He's back. John Batchelor. He calls it the new John Batchelor Show. He's now with CBS Radio. Back on his old stations. I'll be with him tonight, 10 p.m. WRKO out of Boston. If you missed John, he's back in full force. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in pain? Have you given up finding relief? Well, you've got to try this 100% drug-free product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. I am now 2 years pain-free. And when I don't have my Relief Factor in the morning or the evening, I start to worry. It is that good. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging. And after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words that you need to find out for yourself. And it's so easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. $19.95 translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Call them now. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Okay, be honest. Which radio show has AHA and Jamiroquai in the same day? None! Only us. Thank you very much. That's who we are. We are that good. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And why are we that good? Because in part, because of our amazing supporters like Mike Lindell, a true patriot, a true truth teller. Support him now as they're trying to destroy MyPillow.com. More than 24 companies boycotting his products. Send the fascistic cancel culture leftists a message. Go straight to Mike's website. Use my name and Mike will give you more than 60% off MyPillow.com. More than 100 incredible products. Just buy yourself something today or something for your granny. 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code, G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. The call board is full. Let's go to Los Angeles. Line 4, Amir. Amir, are you there?
I am. Good afternoon.
You got to start talking when I say hello.
Sorry. I am so sorry. I hate my phone. Good afternoon.
Greetings.
Thank you for taking my call. And I forgot to tell your screen caller, but thank you for a couple of weeks ago shouting out a happy birthday to my father. He was so elated to that. He turned 95. My whole family heard it. We all love you and thank you. And I did want to make a quick comment about...
Did he have a good birthday party?
He did. It wasn't so much a party. We just got a whole bunch of people to get on Zoom, family from Israel, from all over the place, and friends from the family. And he had a very nice time.
I'm happy.
Everybody heard that clip that you set for us. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. You've got a minute and a half, Amir.
I'll try to make this quick. I did want to talk about Kamala Harris. And I remember her in the debate with Joe Biden, well, the primaries. And she was telling him what a great idea it is. Let's get us kids from one part of the city, bus them to another part of the city. Well, in my city, in Los Angeles, we have gangsters in our schools. And people don't realize gangsters are young. They're as young as 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And they come from those neighborhoods in L.A. and come to our neighborhoods over here in Reseda. And that makes for a good combination with the Mexican gangsters that are here. And I'm half Mexican. And that was not a good combination. There was a shooting in my school with two gangsters that came from other areas of L.A. to my school, and they killed each other there. Well, one killed the other one. And they're not even from our neighborhood. Wow. So tell me, how good of an idea is that, Kamala Harris?
Yeah, not only that, remember, she even attacked Joe Biden for his, you know, not too subtle racism, a man who called his fellow Democrats segregationists, fine gentlemen, a man who used the phrase, I don't want my kids growing up in a racial jungle, and used the phrase super predators. Amir, thank you for reminding us who this woman really is. That's why we're here. That's why we push back every single day. Happy birthday again to your 95-year-old dear papa. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.